Lawrence took his hands away from my face and he went to make more tea. Sarah came into the kitchen. She was yawning, and her eyes were screwed up against the sunlight. Charlie came with her, holding her hand. "I might as well tell you two grown-ups the rules," said Sarah, "since you're both new around here. Superheroes, especially Dark Knights, are not allowed to watch television before they've eaten their breakfast, are they, Batman?" Charlie grinned at her and shook his head.
"Right," said Sarah.
"Bat flakes or bat toast?"
"Bat toast," said Charlie.
Sarah went to the toaster and put two slices of bread into it. Lawrence and I, we both just watched her. Sarah turned around. "Is everything all right in here?" she said. She looked at me. "Have you been crying?" "It is nothing," I said. "I always cry in the morning." Sarah frowned at Lawrence. "I hope you've been looking after her."
"Of course," said Lawrence. "Little Bee and I have been getting to know one another."
Sarah nodded. "Good," she said. "Because we really have to make this work. You both know that, don't you?" She looked at each of us, and then she yawned again, and she stretched her arms. "Fresh start," she said. I looked at Lawrence, and Lawrence looked at me. "Now," said Sarah, "I'm going to take Charlie to nursery, and then we can start to track down Little Bee's papers. We'll find you a solicitor first. I know a good one that we sometimes use on the magazine." Sarah smiled, and she went over to Lawrence. "And as for you," she said, "I'm going to find a little time to thank you for coming all the way to Birmingham." She put her hand up to Lawrence's face, but then I think she remembered that Charlie was in the room, and so she just brushed her hand against his shoulder instead. I went into the next room to watch the television news with the sound turned off. The news announcer looked so much like my sister. My heart was overflowing with things to say. "But in your country, you cannot talk back to the news."